We argued that there would be billions of additional revenue if governments took active measures to tackle the huge revenue losses due to tax evasion and tax avoidance. Let's start with the stock of private wealth held offshore in tax havens by rich individuals. The best estimate that we have at a global level is that rich individuals currently hold $32 trillion. If we just tax the income from that wealth at a moderate rate of 35%, we would have enough money to actually mitigate most of the climate change needs of the poorer countries. Next, we have the tax dodging by the multinational companies. But the International Monetary Fund published an estimate in July this year. And that estimate was the world loses 700,000 million dollars every year to tax dodging by multinational corporations. But that's only a part of the story. For decades, governments have been subsidizing the world's largest companies by giving them tax holidays, tax exemptions, and special tax treatments. Again, these tax subsidies cost hundreds of billions of dollars a year. And yet, most economists would agree they serve absolutely no useful purpose whatsoever. But why stop there? In 2014, governments spent $600 billion subsidizing the price of petrol, diesel, gas, oil, and electricity to keep consumer prices below market levels. Another $100 billion was given to upstream oil and gas producers. Again, another International Monetary Fund working paper, which also took account of the huge hidden costs caused by pollution from fossil fuels, finds that the true cost to society of burning fossil fuels amounts to $10 million every minute of every day. Now, nearly a quarter of a century ago, I was working with the UK Treasury team looking at how the introduction of a carbon tax might accelerate the transition from fossil fuels to cheaper energy technologies. But I remain convinced that a carbon tax would yield enormous sums, hundreds of billions, to finance the transition to clean energy economy. So when politicians argue that there is not enough money to finance a transition away from fossil fuels, they are adopting an ideological position. If they wished, they could finance the transition immediately, either by tackling the huge revenue losses caused by tax havens, or by cooperating to introduce a carbon tax, or by cutting back on fossil fuel subsidies, or even by using quantitative easing to finance the necessary investment. The truth is, they don't want to finance the transition. I think you can see that huge sums of public money are available to finance a transition to a cleaner energy market. We cannot and should not allow our politicians to use the argument that there is insufficient money as an excuse for not taking immediate action on climate change. So I'll leave it there. There is the money. What's lacking is political will. Thank you.